Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good evening. I am your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Joining me here at the KUAC studios, it's High Plains Jamboree. And Beth Christman, will you do the honors of being the fiddler and one of the High Plains Jamboree members? And we'd call you our hometown girl. Do the honors of introducing the band.
I will. Thanks for having us, Lori.
Oh, you bet.
We've got Noel McKay on the guitar, Brendan Lee on mandolin, and Simon Flory on bass and banjo, and we'll all train around a little bit, as you'll see later.
Well, please welcome to the Alaska Live Studios, High Plains Jamboree.
I thought for sure when we got in the car, we were gonna do something fun, like going to the park, throwing me the old ball, or just playing out in the sun. So imagine my disappointment when you didn't drive me too far. Then you broke my heart when you walked away and you left me in the backseat of your car. You left me in the backseat of your car. You left me in the backseat of your car. You just leave me alone while you're gone. You're probably out walking another old dog, and I ain't had a walk in so long. You left me in the backseat of your car. Now I'm hanging around on the street, watching people and the cars go by. Got nothing to do, just thinking about you, and I always wonder why. Every time I think we're gonna go for a walk, and it's close but it's no cigar. Day after day you just leave me this way. You left me in the backseat of your car. You left me in the backseat of your car. You left me in the backseat of your car. You just leave me alone while you're gone. You're probably out walking another old dog, and I ain't had a walk in so long. You left me in the backseat of your car. A pretty lady walking along, she's gonna pat me on the head, I think. And she brought me a taste, a little something to eat, and a cool cup of water to drink. And as she's opened the door, and I'm out of the car, and I sure am feeling fine. And she left you a note on your crummy old car. Too bad for you, now this good old dog is mine. You left me in the backseat of your car. You left me in the backseat of your car. You just leave me alone while you're gone. You're probably out walking another old dog, and I ain't had a walk in so long. You left me in the backseat of your car.
Oh, yeah, that's the sound of High Plains Jamboree here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Up from Austin, Texas, so nice to have you here. And boy, those three-part harmonies are really special and great to hear on air, Beth.
Love singing with these folks.
You've been on Alaska Live before with... Most recently, I think, with the Carper family, and that band was, you were here with the Carper family or your sister, one of the two recently.
And Christy Hayes.
Oh,
yes. No, she didn't come here.
Nope.
It was my sister.
It was your sister.
Christmas sisters.
And the Carper family, this is your second time in Alaska this year, because the Carper family, which includes you and Jamiori and... Melissa Carper, you guys were the act at the Alaska Folk Festival.
That was really fun. We had a great time there.
It's kind of a big deal to be the guest artist at a premier festival in Alaska, and it was pretty cool to see that happen. And now you are touring with this band, High Plains Jamboree, which is a pretty new band, but all of you are seasoned musicians.
And we've been playing together, most of us have been playing together for a long time, about 8 years. I've been playing with Brennan and Noel. Simon's the newest addition to the family.
And so just pretty much the name is new, not the fact that you've all been playing together is new.
Yeah, we're well, we're taking it seriously and not just playing in Austin. We're hitting the road a lot, doing some festivals, going to the big bluegrass conference, IBMA, this fall.
Great.
And the Americana Festival, and playing a bunch of festivals along the way.
So what does that mean that you get to go to IBMA? Were you invited there as...
Yeah, we're a showcase artist for the Bluegrass Ramble.
That's great. Oh, so you'll make it on to that recording of the Bluegrass Ramble that they do every year with IBMA. High Plains Jamboree, you'll be on that one.
Yep, that'll be us.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like you guys are really hitting the ground running. What's next?
Get Simon to sing a song.
All right.
This is one called Flat Betters Do It Better. One, two, three. I was quite a hand, I was a little bitty boy, but I thought myself a man. I rode my pony down the old dirt road, stuck my hand in the catfish hole, but it didn't last long. My pony threw me on the cold hard ground, and the catfish wouldn't let go of my arm. But then it got worse, farther to fall, 'cause I got a horse. Flat betters do it better. How do I know? I saw it on a sticker on a truck with a heavy load. I got one too, and I'd like nothing more than to haul it around with you. First day of high school, I wasn't cool, 'cause I came to town like a country clown from the rural route. I soon found out that folks are cruel. But then I met a little girl, and every day we went skipping stones and finding reasons to not go home. I asked if a kiss would do. She slapped me from midnight to noon. Flat betters do it better. How do I know? I saw it on a sticker on a truck with a heavy load. I got one too, and I'd like nothing more than to haul it around. Say I do too. We get it right this time. Now we're heading down the road with a heavy load of nothing but love and beer cans in tow. And we saw the sign on the bumper of the truck we were following behind. Flat betters do it better. How do I know? I saw it on a sticker on a truck with a heavy load. I got one too, and I'd like nothing more than to
Simon, it seems like they're pretty lucky to have you in the band since you ended up, you know, playing guitar on that one and then bass on the next one. Somebody want to hold on to the bass real quick while Simon steps over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got it. They're doing a square dance here with the... Simon Floor, you play... bass is on the first song, but then you took the stage with
and Noel played the bass the
second
song.
Yeah,
so
isn't
he
that
is
nice?
Just as special.
So you have a multi-instrumentalist band here.
Yes, that's right. We love to share and share. Like, you know, we stay in one hotel room on the road, so we did a load of laundry today that included every bit of our unmentionables, like every person in the band. And guess who folded them? It's not a big deal. We all love each other.
That's a good family band right there.
Right. Yeah, Noel brushes my teeth.
Oh. Noel's grimacing, I'd have to say, to the radio listeners. Did you write that last song, Simon?
Yes, I did.
Oh, it's got a nice storyline to it. Even some catfish noodling starting it off.
Yeah, or hogging, as we call it in Arkansas.
You call it what in Arkansas?
Hogging. That's right. Well, there's two different things, noodling and hogging.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a big difference. There are two different seasons on that.
Oh, okay, but it's the same effect.
You have to check your...
put your hand in the water and you try to catch the catfish on your arm,
right? Well, that's
noodling.
You can use your imagination for the other one.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It's for like a... I'm joking. It's like a... No, it's like a pole you use for the other one.
Oh, that sounds much more civilized.
Yeah.
Simon, how did you meet up with Noel and Brennan and Beth in Austin?
I believe I just started by, what I do? Y'all invited me out to a gig?
Kids Record.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I met Beth because I asked Beth through Christy Hayes to play on a record of a band that I'm in called the K-Pastas. We're a kindy rock band. It's a kids band. And Beth came out and played on the record. And
you played kids' music, or you play for kids' parties, or you have kids in your band?
All the above. And so we were doing a record, and she came out and played on it. And so that was invited me out to play at a show. So
sweet.
And that's Genesis.
And now you're on tour in Alaska. Your first time in Alaska.
Yes, absolutely. It's incredible. Love it.
Welcome to Fairbanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, it stays light a little later than it does in Austin, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's
perfect segue into the next year.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Hey,
on.
How about that?
Good call. Well, let us know what's up next year then.
You want to introduce it? All right. Well, Beth's going to sing one from our friends Town Mountain and
Town Mountain. Are they another Texas band?
No. They're an incredible bluegrass band from Asheville, North Carolina.
Right on.
And we're huge fans. And they wrote this song about coming up and touring up here. It's about how wacky the midnight sun is. It's called I Miss the Night.
Right on. It's High Plains Jamboree here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Well, way up north where the cold winds blow, summertime it don't snow. Leave me alone, let me be.
Did that Town Mountain song, real justice there. And were you touring in some northern latitudes recently also? Didn't you just get back from Norway or something cool like that?
Yeah, we were up in Norway for about 2.5 weeks. Did a couple festivals up there, some bluegrass fests and country fests, and played a bunch of fun shows up there.
Man, bluegrass and country music, we have done a great export on that to so many different countries. And so there's bands there that you are influencing, and they may be influencing you too, huh?
Yeah. Next stop is going to be Mozambique, we hope.
Seriously, you need to go. I mean, you know, we went to Madagascar for our honeymoon, and so Mozambique is just over the channel, and you got to do it.
Our friend who invited us over to Norway this summer is the new ambassador to Mozambique, so maybe that'll be our next exotic stop.
Music is an international language, so you'd have no trouble.
Not at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, it looks like Simon now has picked up the banjo, so and Noel's back from guitar. He's back on bass, so it's changed the lineup again. Brennan, you going to introduce this song?
All right. Okay. We're going to change things up a bit. Do another Simon Flory song. I like this one. It's got a really pertinent, current message about it. The more you talk, the less I hear.
I go to work in the morning. Less I hear.
All right. I get how that could have a lot of different connotations. High Plains Jamboree joins me. I'm your host for Alaska Live here at the KUAC studios. I'm Lori Neufeld. And that was a great driving, old-time sounding song. But it was written just recently, right? I mean, or... You know, you wrote it within the last decade or so.
Yeah, in the last year, yes.
All right, last year, nice. You guys are on tour here. High Plains Jamboree is on tour in Alaska, and you've already played Juneau. I know that your gig did change locations last weekend, and you were scheduled at the fair, at the Tanawha Valley State Fair, and... You did change, you canceled that and changed venues, and we can spend just a minor amount of time on that just because it's been in the news a lot, but you can say what you want and move on from that if you'd like.
We felt that it was in our best interest to change venues.
Right on.
So we played the wonderful Malamute last night,
Yeah, you,
whatever
you
night
played
it was.
Yeah,
Sunday
you played
night.
It last weekend.
And it was great.
Yeah, yeah,
nice
yeah.
people and a really cool place.
Right.
Very Alaskan.
Very loud.
Dogs on stage.
Yeah, for the song that you led off with tonight, I remember that you sent that out to this little bulldog that kept wandering around up on stage, and it wanted to dance with the folks that were dancing also.
There's a lot of dog,
yeah,
feral dog activity going on.
It's such an Alaskan thing to have your dogs with you at all kind of places, festivals and whatever. And you might not get that so much in Austin, but...
Austin's pretty dog friendly.
Yeah.
But, one of my things I have to have in our contract is that if there's not a dog at the venue to greet me, I don't play.
Oh,
so,
that's so cute.
Yeah. It has to be a dog.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Hot Club of Cowtown, they're always traveling with little Eva and the dog. Yeah.
A little a corgi.
A little corgi, yeah.
Yeah. Cute.
Well, boy, that last one was a real driving, real nice driving song. And High Plains Jamboree, where are you off to next? Are you off to Anchorage and then the park, or how is that... I know Simon's retuning, so we'll just talk about your tour.
Yeah, we're going down to Anchorage. We're playing at the Taproot on Thursday night. And Friday, we're playing at Live at 5 in Talkeetna in the Village Park.
The park.
And we got a last-minute gig at the Trapper Creek Music and Art Revival Fest.
Wow.
And we're playing there Friday night. And
you're playing up and down the park's highway. That's truly what you're doing.
And then Saturday night, we're playing the Denali Education Center's annual auction.
Nice.
And then we might be going out to a little secret festival
nice.
Inside of the park.
And from what I understand, you do have a few pop-up things at Denali National Park to celebrate the centennial.
Yeah, we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Denali and to the Park Service. Denali Park's actual birthday is in February of 2017, but the Park Service is... 100th anniversary is this year.
Yeah, it's been made a huge deal here in Alaska and all over the nation about our National Park Service turning 100. And so you guys are helping celebrate that this coming weekend. It's so cool.
We'll be playing at the Visitor Center at the park entrance and then again at the Eielson Visitor Center.
All right. Well, some of these folks that might be listening to this that are touring around may catch High Plains Jamboree playing. If you see a band playing in the park this weekend, it is most likely High Plains Jamboree, or it could be another band. There's a lot of bands here in Alaska, but could be this one. All right. What do we have next for the Alaska Live set?
We're going to do a song about, let me back up. This band lives in Austin, but we're from all over. And I'm from Minnesota originally. This is a song about a thing that happens near my hometown called the Steam Threshers Reunion. And it's an antique tractor festival type thing. So,
Brandon, these things happen in where I'm from, too, in Kansas. Gossel, Kansas.
Of course
Kansas
they do, yeah.
Has a steam engine rally also.
Well, so you know what I'm talking about.
Totally.
But if you've never been to one, the idea of the song is to try to make you feel like you're there.
Brandon's going to take you there.
Mm-hmm.
from all of our hay making. When the prairie grass turns golden and the apple crop is booming, we'll load the truck and go on down to the steam threshers reunion.
Yeah, that song makes me feel like I'm back in Kansas.
And, I'm so glad.
And Brennan, speaking of Kansas, you guys, I really approve of your tour and the way it's going. You're here in Alaska, and I am from Kansas, and that is where you're headed after you go back to regroup in Austin, and then you're going to some festival there.
We're playing the Tumbleweed Festival in Garden City, Kansas. Which, as you know, is Western Kansas.
It is. It's the High Plains. And so there'll be plenty of sky to gawk at.
There. Yeah. I love it out there. I love
gorgeous.
The prairie.
It's a
nice festival. It's actually at a zoo.
Oh.
Happens to be at a zoo.
That's strange. So, how cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, yeah, it'll be from the mountains to the plains. Sweet. And this band here, High Plains Jamboree, I have to tell you, it's a very visual effect because it seems like every time I look up, you have changed around instruments. You all are able to play just about anything you brought along, it seems like. It's great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We do our best.
It makes for a great night of music for sure. What's up next? Oh, Noel's going to tell us.
We're going to do a song that I wrote with my friend Guy Clark, and this song is called Flying and Falling.
Oh.
One, two, three. I can't remember if I said a prayer or a curse,
But the ground was coming at me like some mean old lady's purse. I knew however much it hurt that getting up would hurt me worse. But it would make me wiser if it did not kill me first. Flying and falling and flying again. If you're a whooping crane or a jet airplane or just a leaf blown by the wind. From the time you're brought into this world till the day you reach the end. It's all flying and falling. And flying again. Now the passers-by who gathered round said it didn't look too good, but that the fall would probably kill me, and I was wishing that it would. They all pitched in and carried me straight to intensive care. But all that I could think about was getting back up in the air. Flying and falling and flying again. If you're a whooping crane or a jet airplane or just a leaf blown by the wind. From the time you're brought into this world till the day you reach the end. So flying and falling and flying again. Now to chart the safest course through life is no kind of life at all. You gotta take the chance even though you might be terrified to fall. To see this planet's curvature and be sure the world is round. Just gliding for a moment is worth colliding with the ground. Flying and falling and flying again. If you're a whooping crane or a jet airplane or just a leaf blown by the wind. From the time you're brought into this world to the day you reach the end. It's all flying and falling and flying again. Flying and falling and flying again.
Oh, no, I mean, we lost a great singer-songwriter in Guy Clark just recently.
We did.
And you lost a friend.
I did. He was a close friend. I met him when I was, I guess I was about 24 years old, and I played a festival in Kerrville, Texas with my brother, and Guy and Townes Van Zandt were the headliners.
Wow.
And the curator of the festival dragged Guy out into the audience to listen, because the curator of the festival is named Kathleen Hudson, and she was a fan, is a fan, I guess, and wanted Guy to hear us, and he liked it, I guess, because he asked me to send all of my songs to him, to his address in Nashville, which I did, and he over the years has done a lot to try to help me with my career, and always was supportive of whatever thing I had going on. So I miss him a lot. He was a good friend.
Mm, and, you know, he lives on now in songs that you're still playing on stage, and people are still, you know, playing his music at festivals, and we're still playing it here on the radio. And so he really lives on.
That's absolutely true. He was very, very dedicated to his work, and that is the thing that one leaves behind to mm-hmm. live on.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, you know?
When you wrote that song, did you have that soaring fiddle part in there, or did that end up in the song in this ensemble with High Plains Jamboree?
I think that was just sort of a serendipitous thing to happen in this band.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, Brennan and I went to Guy's house a lot, and one time we brought Beth with us over there. And
I was too scared to bring my fiddle over.
Beth, you didn't want to have your fiddle with you at the time.
He made me play his mandola instead.
Oh, that's right. He was very into that mandola. He tried to give Brennan a fiddle one time.
No, he didn't. I would have taken it.
Taken it.
All right. Oh, memories. They're different for everyone.
I suppose
even
they must
be. He was vague about it. He was like, you want to see my fiddle or whatever? And it was this broken old fiddle.
Yeah, it was kind of beyond repair.
I mean, I totally would have taken it.
You would have, because it would have been Guy Clark's fiddle.
Sure. And yeah, right. I felt I was getting like a mixed signal from him maybe or something. I don't know. I would have taken it. Anyway.
I'm remembering it differently.
Well.
Don't, you're making me feel terrible about it.
Not at all. Not at all.
He gave me many things. Most of them not material. So.
Yeah. So. Lots of good memories. Obviously, the memory remembered differently for everyone there.
Apparently.
Well, it was a really gorgeous song that you and Guy Clark wrote. And now you get to play it with High Plains Jamboree. And it's wonderful.
And, yeah, I'm sure he'd be proud of that.
I think so. What's next?
We're going to do a tune we learned from your friends and our friends, the Wilders.
Nice.
It's one that Betsy Ellis wrote. One of my favorite things about this band is all the great lead playing in it. So we're going to do an instrumental tune of theirs, the January Waltz. Thank you.
Wow, what a gorgeous instrumental. I love what you did with that Wilder's tune, The January Waltz. Very nice. We'll invite you to come back in January to play that again here in Alaska, because Noel and Simon have never been to Alaska in the winter yet. This is their first...
Yeah,
me neither. How underprivileged they are.
And Brennan, you were here... you were here with the Carper family.
August, yeah. I
think and it was in August, yes.
It was almost winter.
Again, yeah.
It was like this. It was nice.
Beautiful, yeah. And, wow, that's gorgeous. And so, Austin is, you're in a sea of musicians. And so, you're doing a lot of touring with High Plains Jamboree. How is it? I know there's probably, like, ebbs and flows with traditional music and then trying to move away and be the most different from traditional music. And then maybe it's coming back to being roots again. I don't know. What is it like to be in Austin and be a roots music band?
In Austin, it's kind of, well, it's everyone has a different experience because there are so many different little scenes in mm-hmm. Austin. And we're probably the most we know the small traditional music scene and the country scene there, which overlap. Yeah. Both great groups of people. I would say it's gotten a little more saturated in the last few years. Yeah. Lots of people moving there. And honestly, we've been on tour so much this last year that – or this summer. We haven't really been home since June. So we've been touring so much that – we may be losing touch with it a little bit. We got to go home and see what's going on.
See what the Uber situation is like, or the lack of Uber.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You guys are in national news about your Uber situation. And so what now?
I mean, we got along without it before.
I
like being able to get a cheap ride, but we have gear, so I generally – drive to my own gig.
Sure.
Typical wasteful American, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's more ride sharing services that are out there that in a pinch you can figure out. But Austin has been definitely in the national news and international news about your lack of Uber.
Yeah. Well, I need to check in exactly what's going on with that. But last I checked, we were Uberless.
That app won't work where you're from now.
Isn't that weird?
It won't work here either because we don't have it, but, you know.
You guys can just hitch some dogs to a sled. And
absolutely. And, you know, we can hitch dogs to four-wheelers and all kind of stuff in the summertime apparently too. Well, you got time for one more or two more? Or what's?
I think we got one more for you.
Great.
We're going to leave you with a murder ballad.
Oh, in true traditional country bluegrass fashion. Gotta have murder ballad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right if we didn't.
Uh-huh.
So this is a song I wrote with Aaron Enderlin, who is an artist from Nashville. And it's called Rosine.
Oh, and it's gotta have the name of the woman, too, of course.
Yeah, makes it more personal, you know? Thank you.
Plains Jamboree, all the way from Austin, Texas. That was some fine picking and some fine singing.
Thanks, Lori.
Beth Crispin, fiddle and vocals. Brennan Lee on mandolin mostly, but others, guitar and vocals. And Noel McKay playing guitar and bass. And Simon Flory playing bass and banjo and guitar once even, I think. Makes up High Plains Jamboree. Thanks so much for being on Alaska Live.
Thanks for having us on.
Right on.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.